Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go from Kevin Carter to Drew Pearson, legendary Cowboys wide receiver. Big game this weekend, Dallas and Philadelphia. Hey, Drew, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
You got it, guys. Good morning to you.
Good morning
to you. It'll be a good one this weekend. Cowboys-Eagles, Drew.
Yeah, it should be. This is what we want, you know, an opportunity to jump out a couple games ahead of the Eagles. So we got them in our place. So let's see what we can do with them.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Drew, so what's the deal, man? So Jason Garrett has kind of turned this locker room around. How'd he do it? What do you think? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's not just Jason Garrett. I think it's the players taking the attitude that it's us against the world type of position. And, you know, we've been beating on Jason Garrett and some of the players and some of the things when they were 3-5.
Right.
You know, we're trying to run Garrett out of here and coordinators out of here, and players need to be replaced, and we're dealing with injuries. So there was a lot of negative talk, but, you know, the players played through all that. They worked through all that. The coaches played through that. They worked through all that. And now, you know, they're riding the 4-game winning streak and on top of the NFC East, and no one should get any credit for that except those people in that building. The people that got criticized for when they were 3-5, they should get all the credit for turning this thing around, for sure.
Yeah, Drew, how good is that defense right now?
Yeah, really good, and getting better because we got Sean Lee healthy. And, you know, we take what we can get with Sean Lee when he is healthy, and he just makes our defense even that much better. But when you're averaging, your defense is giving up on the average of 18 points a game, you're going to beat in every game. You know, our offense is not that prolific as far as scoring. But, you know, we don't need to get that many points. We don't need to get 30, 40 points to win a football game. We just get in the 20s, 20 to 25 points a game, we'll be okay with that defense the way they're playing right now.
Hey, Drew, so let me ask you, if anything, just I'm curious, what did you learn about this Cowboys squad in that win against the Saints?
That they can beat anybody.
Right, right, I agree.
You know, and the reason is because they got the defense to do that.
Right.
You know, back in the day, we were scoring 28, 30 points a game. But you know why we were doing that? Because our defense, the Doom Bay defense.
Well, you guys had Too Tall Jones, Randy White, Harvey Martin. Those guys were animals, man.
Oh, absolutely. And they were giving us field position. So most of the time we trotted out on the field with the offense, you know, we had short fields to go, 50 yards or less in a lot of cases. So if the defense can continue to do that for our offense, there's no question that, you know, this ride we're on, and especially into next weekend, can continue.
You know, Drew, what has Amari Cooper meant to that offense?
Man, big deal. I didn't think he'd mean that much. As a matter of fact, I said, I wish they went and got Golden Tate instead of Amari Cooper. so much do I know. But Amari Cooper, I just didn't know much about him. I didn't know he was that effective or that precise of a pass route runner. He runs beautiful pass routes, and his presence there should help the other receivers learn how to run pass routes and create that separation to get back that target to throw to. But just his presence out there, when he breaks the huddle and lines up, it takes a man out of the box. And now we got our running game going, the play action passes going, and then we can throw the football downfield, because a lot of times we're getting the right kind of coverages because of Amari Cooper out there. So it was an expensive price to pay, but one the Cowboys, I think, needed to pay. But this guy, he's only 24 years old, been in the league for 3 or 4 years, and about 4 years now, and has a 2,000-yard season. So we're blessed to have him, and he certainly has made a difference.
Hey, Drew, it's pretty well documented how proud you are to be a Cowboy player, a former alumni of the Dallas Cowboys, and I respect that. I think that's cool that you let the world know that. I was a Cowboy fan as a kid, and I saw you play a whole bunch, you know, amazing player. What does Cowboys-Eagles mean to you?
Oh, rivalry, man.
Big time, right?
Yeah, big time. Anything on the East Coast back in the day, New York, Philly, Redskins, and even the St. Louis Cardinals when they were in our division, they're always knocked down, drag-out football games. Where it got good, and the rivalry got good with the Eagles when Dick Vermeil showed up. And he took basically the same guys that Marion Campbell and Rich Kotai had. Those guys were never going to beat Tom Landry, okay? They were never going to beat us. But now they get Dick Vermeil, and he changes the whole culture of the organization, and they become competitive, and now they're competing for division titles. So the rivalry became even greater, and they even beat us in the 1980 championship game up there in Philadelphia. Wilbur Montgomery ran all over us, so that even added more fuel to the rivalry. So it's the competitive nature of going for the division title. And now that the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champs, hey, we want to knock them off. We want to knock them out of the picture altogether for this season, no question about that. And if you guys can tell, you can tell I'm getting a little fired.
Yes, yeah,
and my voice reflection.
Well, the question
is, it is Cowboy Eagle Week right here in the North Texas area. Well, we're fired up for sure.
We got about 20 seconds here, Drew. You think they win on Sunday?
Yeah, Cowboys will win this. We'll get this one 27-24. It'll be a good game. We'll win in another last drive by Dak Prescott to pull the victory out, and Mayer will kick the game-winning field.
There you go,
you heard
man.
It first right here.
Well, guys. Drew, we love chatting with you. We love watching you as a player, and enjoy the game this weekend, all right?
All right, Kaz, Moose, thanks for having me.
Take care, sir. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.